Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict XVI received the leader of the Taizé Ecumenical Monastic Community, Brother Alois, in private audience today at the Apostolic Palace. Founded in 1940 by the Swiss-born Roger Louis Schetz Marsoche, the community has just over 100 members, both Catholic and Protestant, who are committed to celibacy, simplicity, and community. Brother Roger's successor as prior of the Taizé community, Brother Alois, told us his meeting with Pope Benedict was the continuation of a happy tradition.
Every year, each year, I'm coming like Brother Roger, and we continue this tradition. And first of all, we are very touched and very glad that this tradition continues, because for us, it's a way to express very concretely our communion. And going back to Taizé, I will tell the young people how the audience was, so that it's clear our link within the church. This is very important here. So first we spoke about Africa, because we feel very much the importance of the journey the Pope made in Africa, because the people were waiting for such a gesture. And since we had a meeting in Africa last year, so we could share about this and how urgent it is that people come together beyond ethnic barriers and beyond barriers of countries. Yes,
the Taizé monks receive more than 100,000 young people each year for retreats filled with meditation on scripture and participation in the community's distinctive prayer. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.